What foods cause obesity, delusions, mood swings? Delusions, lies, pretenses, obesity, what is the cause? Most people think that they are honest people. Some people know that they lie about this and that. What they don't know is that they live on the top of a huge iceberg of lies, delusions, pretenses, but they can only see the tip of the iceberg. Unless. This week was a line of demarcation for me, in more ways than one. The Gaps book. Finally, after 65 years, I learned why I don't feel well, why certain foods affect me the way they do. I already had the book, Gut and Psychology Syndrome, Natural Treatment for Autism, Dyspraxia, ADD, Dyslexia, ADHD, Depression, Schizophrenia. Truth value, 10%, that enlightened me, for about 3 weeks, but finally I got to reading it. I found that I have had, since birth, a condition, called GAPS. The Gut and Psychology Syndrome. It can be fixed, and it may take 2 years, but it will be done. And it will be worth it. I'll talk about it more later. What's off with milk? In the same book I finally found out what makes milk addictive for me, but not heavy cream or butter. Milk protein, casein, in people with GAPS, are turned into opiates in their guts. Imagine, I've been addicted to opiates for 65 years. And didn't know it. I know that drinking milk, half and half, sour cream, yogurt soothed my jangled nerves, and whenever I stopped I had withdrawal symptoms, especially nastiness and extreme anxiety. I did a test this past Friday. I bought 2 of those quart-sized organic yogurts and ate them. Slowly, but without stopping. I felt fine for about 6 hours, then my insides started to scream for more. Typical drug response. That night I had nightmares, night sweats, and hunger. Next day I was my nastiest. Today I feel somewhat better. Wow, I am a recovering addict, lol. Psychiatric issues. I found out that ADHD, ADD, schizophrenia, eating disorders like bulimia and anorexia are normal accompaniments of GAPS, and that takes me to what I really wanted to talk about, distorted perception of reality, including distorted perception of the self. We have all heard about the anorexic that sees herself fat. As it turns out, the craziness it reveals goes away once the GAPS is cured. GAPS is a disorder of the gut, when the bad bacteria overwhelms the good ones and therefore nutrients don't assimilate, but worse than that, there are virtual holes, under the blisters, in the gut lining where all the putrefied, poorly digested food starts to poison your insides. And the bad bacteria produces potent poisons, like my opiates from milk protein, and those potent drugs influence my behavior, my mental clarity, my mood, and my sleep. Dyslexia, the autistic spectrum. Dyslexia is a member of the autistic spectrum, and autistic children, almost without exception, have GAPS. I am looking forward to no dyslexia, that will be the day. No food cravings, no nastiness, no nightmares, no stomachache, no acid reflux, no running to the bathroom, and other unpleasant side effects. Schizophrenia is one of the conditions that those that suffer from it have, in a disproportionately large percentage, GAPS. Solution is in a book I bought, Gut and Psychology Syndrome, Natural Treatment for Autism, Dyspraxia, ADD, Dyslexia, ADHD, Depression, Schizophrenia. If you are very fond of carbs, bread, breakfast cereals, muffins, cookies, and struggled with anxiety, colds, fears, you may have GAPS. I'll write more about this on my healing blog. You deserve to be healthy. Doing the GAPS diet doesn't make you automatically a better human being, but believe me, it goes a long way of getting it done. You deserve to have no delusions, no lies, no pretenses, just a good life. Update August 15, 2016. I wrote this article in 2012. Until I removed every form of gluten from my diet, until I removed gluten-like proteins from my diet, until I even removed tablets and capsules from my diet, because they are made with magnesium stearate, I still wasn't well. And then until I removed all foods that don't match my ancestry, my actual family ancestry, and stopped any fruits. This is the process I go through with my health consultation clients. A painstaking process that results in everyone who follows the instructions to triple, quadruple, tenfold increase their health. That is what I did. Tenfold. I am now reliably at 70%, which is not bad for an old lady. Food list. So there is a lot more to this than any one book can teach. Or any video. Ultimately, I have found that individual ingredients, individual foods needs to get muscle tested, or your individual intolerance won't be addressed. but I have found that no one tolerates preservatives and other ingredients manufactured foods have. Anything that comes in a package in their shelf life is longer than it should. Pasteurization, especially ultra-pasteurization, makes otherwise harmless milk toxic. Sour cream, yogurt, ice cream. All full of toxins. All for the manufacturer's sake, not yours. Unless you know what you are sensitive to, intolerant to, and what is toxic to your body, you ultimately don't know what to eat. Yet another update, 2023. I am now 11 years older than when I bought that book in 2012. So I am now really old, and have spent the past 3 years not leaving the house other than putting out the garbage on Tuesdays. And I am going to look at things I wrote 11 years ago. And see how I did with what I saw then I was supposed to do if I wanted to get healthy. Not again. Truth be told, I was never healthy. So, milk, milk products. I returned to drinking my tea with milk, putting sour cream in everything, like a Hungarian is supposed to do, lol. My gluten intolerance went away. So I now can consume grains. But I do it sparingly. Sugar is still a no-no. No fruits even. None. I am now 24/7 on the big bottle. With that I am tolerably well. I have embarked on the drink your food method. https://yourvibe.me/fulper. Results so far. A noticeable increase in physical prowess. And noticeably less stomach ache. Even though certain foods are harder to drink than others. Muscletist says I am 60% true to the method. I had the best night of sleep last night. My dizziness and vertigo is now completely gone. And I haven't heard the maddening whistling in my ear for a few days now. It is a very complicated puzzle. And I admit, with all the tools I have, I haven't been able to crack it.